everybody. My name is Shannon Mondor. I created Fulfillment in Faith because I discovered that many people want and are desperately searching for help. People of all backgrounds, whether they suffer from an addiction or not, are contacting me. They are scared, don't know who to turn to, don't know what to do next, have no direction in life, and they are wanting guidance. They have searched me out due to my success story of how I battled addiction to alcohol, mental illness, suicide, and lived with an abusive past. I overcame my past and used my experiences to help myself and to gain knowledge on how I could help others to go forward and to find their greatness within as I have. With those tools, I gained confidence, strength, and freedom, and have since published a book, How in the Hell Did I Get Here? And I am a successful mindset and manifesting coach. I made that choice to help others with my experiences, as I have been where so many are right now. So welcome to my podcast. Hello, everybody, and welcome to my podcast. I am your host, Shannon Mondor. Today's episode is a continuation of my series, You Are Not the Only One. I was brought forth to do this series because during my healing from my addiction to alcohol, there were so many times that the universe had brought me to silence. And during those times is when I learned so many things about myself and I was guided. I was guided to talk openly about my past, my abuse, my addiction, and to speak my truth. From those moments of silence is when we learn, we grow, and then we teach and we help others. Today, I have a very special guest. Her name is Catherine Georgievich. Hope I said it right, Catherine.
Yep.
And I am so happy to have you here, Catherine. How are you?
I'm well, thank you, Shannon. Thank you so much for having me here. I do have to say, this is the first podcast that I've ever been on. So this is pretty special for me today, too.
Well, you know what? We're going to make it a good one then, my dear.
Yes, we will.
But all I can say is it's very relaxing. You know, you and I, we just talk back and forth, and I just want you to feel comfortable. And you know what? Life is good.
For sure.
This is great. So let's get right into this, Catherine. So
sure.
Tell me about what brought you to your silence and your stillness, and what did you learn about it? Yeah.
You know, we did have a little bit of a pre-podcast conversation a few weeks ago. And so I shared my story with you then, and I've done some more reflecting since that time. And I would say, first of all, that coming to silence and coming to stillness has been a journey. Mm-hmm. I think the first time I found stillness was almost quasi stillness. So 5 years ago, I was working in a corporate position, a great company. I was having a project that was quite difficult in terms of some of the cross-functional players, and me being a high achiever, I was digging myself deeper and deeper to try and write what was happening. At the same time, I was going through a bit of a health scare and some health screenings that were pretty nerve-wracking at the time and a little bit of a waiting game. Luckily, everything was negative. Everything was good. But it all came to be a bit of a perfect storm, and I burned out. And I ended up having, you know, a couple of like nervous system type symptoms, which led me to a few different medical professionals and to a therapist, a psychologist that I still see every once in a while. And he first introduced me to stillness, but through the concept of mindfulness.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it was, you know, a concept that I never really paid attention to or really thought about, because I was go, 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 think high, type A, high achiever personality, successful in so many different ways. But this, what I went through, the burnout, was that first lesson where you kind of need to slow down and take care of yourself. And that first time that I found mindfulness was just learning to pay attention to my surroundings.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I remember taking the drive into work and I'd be listening to a podcast. And by the end of the podcast, I had no idea what was talked about, because my brain just went and was going through its own thoughts and thinking. So that was the first time where I really learned to get still and quiet and kind of pay attention to my surroundings. And then over time, it really grew into what today is now a meditation practice and a visualization and journaling and really taking that time to go inward. But that was the first time getting familiar with stillness.
Now, when you look back at that time, like I know for me, when I've been brought to stillness, I can't not live without it now. I need that. I crave it.
I agree with you.
I know myself. Yeah. I know myself so well. Right? And you feel the same way?
I do. I was, like I said, that was 5 years ago. And I would probably say for those first year or two, it was practicing mindfulness and then using stillness as a way to manage either anxiety or stress. So it was more so I'm feeling something going on and then I'm using stillness to try and correct it. Whereas now I'm using stillness as part of my everyday practice to stay centered and prevent, you know, anxiety and stress from happening. It still happens, but I'm a lot better at identifying when it happens, as it's about to happen, or as I'm going down that road of stress. So it's become very central to me being centered and calm and being able to respond versus react to the world around me.
Exactly. And at the beginning, it is a lot of work. It is a lot of work to take that time to go inward to try and figure things out. But then after, you just get so used to it and it just becomes a part of who you are. And that's the one thing that I want people to understand. You know, you know, when you are working on yourself, it does seem like a lot of work at first. Right, Catherine? But then it just goes naturally after, and that really just becomes a part of who you are. You cannot not be that individual without it now. That's how I look at myself. Like,
exactly. I agree with you. And I think, you know, I'm so grateful to the therapist who I was connected to and who I still work with, because he really coached me into how to find stillness and how to sit with it, even starting small with like 1 minute and then working my way up. That guided me to make it part of my practice versus if, you know, if it was left just to me or passive resources, I'm not sure I'd be as far down the journey as I am today.
Exactly. Yeah, for sure. Because you put the work in and you want the work. That's the biggest thing, is you have to want it. And a lot of people don't understand that. But once you start doing it, you just crave it more and more, and you want it, and you love the changes that you make in your life. And then you get excited about what's coming in the future, because you decide what's going to be coming in your future. You and I, we both know that, and we talk about that, right?
Exactly.
So where did that bring you? You said that was the first part of it.
Yeah,
right?
That was the first part. And I think through that journey, it really helped me realize what it is that I was looking for from a career perspective and what was satisfying for me, even from a people perspective within work. And it ended up being a situation where there was a restructuring. So I did end up leaving the company that I was with. And that gave me the opportunity to look at different, where I saw myself in my career and what I wanted to work towards from a consulting perspective. And so that, having that time off, so to speak, was great, because I was able to, you know, for as it was, disconnect from that prior position that I was in and really concentrate in terms of what it is that I wanted for myself. Now, COVID ended up coming along and stalling me along the process a little bit, which was fine because I still learned a lot about myself. But it really was, okay, so this has happened. Now, what is it that I truly want? And so that's where some of those initial ideas, where I'm at the center of the decision-making, really started to become more clear for me.
Yeah. So where are you right now then, Catherine?
Yeah. So I'm in a position whereby, as we just talked about, looking at stillness as a way to start my day, looking at stillness as a way to look for rest within my day. So even if it's working with a wonderful coach who taught some brilliant practices of rest, even if it's putting your legs up on the wall for 3 minutes, doing some, you know, coherent breathing, or even doing some box breathing, even taking the time to play, you know, drawing or tasseling. I find that's really good at filling my cup. And so then it's that aspect of slowing down a little bit to speed up. And, you know, working with other mentors has really helped me to become clear in terms of what I want now. Mm-hmm. And now it's working on, okay, how can I take my experiences and everything that I've learned to help others? Right. So it's really helped me realize that I want to be of service to others and help others live according to their values and purpose and you know, connect to their best selves.
And how are you going to do that? Let us know.
So I'm in the process of developing a course that I'm hoping to launch later on in the summer. Mm-hmm. So I've got the outline built. It'd be a 12-week group coaching program. And now I'm in, right in the middle of, you know, developing what that exact content and workbook looks like.
Good for you. Good for you. That's exciting.
It is exciting. It's nerve-wracking, but it's very exciting. Like, you know, when you reach that point, Shannon, where you feel called to do something?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm in that position right now. Like, I really feel that if I didn't act on this, that I'm doing myself and others a disservice. And I'm really feeling called to connect to others in this way and to help others.
And well, you and I talk quite a bit about, you know, how we're being called or whatever. And if you don't listen, that's also when you're brought to stillness. The universe will bring you to your stillness. So then you do listen. And if you just keep on puttering throughout the day, there's signs everywhere. And it's just so funny because it's, you're being called, you're being called, you're being called. So you got to follow it.
It's true. The universe is constantly sending us messages.
Yes.
And it's either subtle or it hits us over the head. And it's really up to us to pay attention to, you know, what is this trying to teach me or what is this trying to show me at the end of the day?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So now that you looked back, you know, you've looked back at your past. Mm-hmm. And what is it from your past that you want to let people know? What is it that you learned from that whole process, you know, that you were brought, you know, changing careers and, you know, and then your illness that you had or whatever? What is it that you learned the most from that?
I think when I look at everything from the last 5 years and all the big lessons and little lessons that have been, it's really been all about taking the time to listen to my needs mm-hmm. and my desires mm-hmm. and what are the little actions or what we, you can call it inspired action to bring me closer to the goals. And when I say goals is, what is it that I really want? Mm-hmm. What is it that is truly going to fulfill me at the end of the day? And that's been, I think, the biggest lesson is that regardless of what it is that you do, whether you're an entrepreneur or you're working in a small company or a large company, are you truly doing what it is that you love to do? Mm-hmm. And is it connecting to the type of person who you feel you are based on your value system, your belief system, or what it is that you want, or in which way you want to contribute, either to society or to your family? And I think once you're able to kind of make out some of those decisions and answers to those questions, then you feel like, yeah, this is the direction that I feel I need to go in.
Absolutely. Because I'm right there with you, boy. Like, I was always such a people pleaser in my past, and I would do everything for everybody else. And because I thought that would make me look better, you know, mm-hmm. And it was just, I was just a chameleon, you know, and, Yeah, the whole self-awareness thing just really, it really touched where I needed to be focused on, which was myself, right? What's my wants? What's my desires? You know, and that's huge. That is so huge. So what is it that you want others to know? What is the biggest message that you want others to know through your whole process of the whole getting to know who you are? And,
you know, I think part of it is to be a little bit patient, because it does take work. So give yourself patience and give yourself grace. Mm-hmm. And don't shy away from the inner voice or the little whispers that you start hearing. You know, you may feel that you need to act on it. Maybe you can't act on it right away, but listen to the little whispers, because they're truly what's the word I'm looking for? It's the messages that truly going to send you in the direction that you'll ultimately want to go in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I got to say about those little whispers, those are actually happening. Like when something comes to you in your mind, mm-hmm. that is source or that is your soul. That is you being pushed. You're not imagining it.
No,
and I used to
true.
Take that for granted, or I would just excuse it or whatever. And it's like, no, that's your higher self pushing you in the right direction that you need to go. What will stop you is your ego, is the fear. So if there's a fear base in there, then you know that it's your ego. It's stopping you from going forward for having your growth.
True. And it's sometimes it's your ego stopping you, or it's that expectation. What am I expected to do? What is traditional, or what is society? That stops you too. It's like someone else's ego.
Yes.
It's stopping you, right? Whether it's sometimes it's your own, sometimes it's kind of someone else's because they've influenced.
Yeah. And another question I like to ask myself too is, what would be the worst case scenario? If I actually did go forward with this, what mm-hmm. would the worst case scenario be? Oh, I'm going to grow as an individual. Right. Okay, that's pretty bad. You
know? That's true. That's horrible.
Yeah,
that's horrible. You actually learn something.
Yeah. You know, sure. Which is true, right? What is the worst case scenario? Or someone's not going to like me. Someone's not going to agree with me. Well, you know what? That happens in so many different scenarios anyway. So that's where you got to go back to yourself. What is it that I want? What is it that's going to be good for me?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or even, you know, what is this trying to tell me? You know, I think, you know, in the past, like I would listen to my gut instinct and I sometimes ignored it, sometimes listened to it. Sometimes, you know, the one thing that I always did, and I think it served me well, was I always let myself be open to opportunities. And I wasn't the person who was very rigid in my path. So I think that has also served me well, because it's allowed me to be open in terms of what it is that I'm looking to build now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It just gives you that opportunity to open up your eyes and to expand even more, right?
Yeah. And to be flexible.
Yeah. And to know that it's possible. And it's like, wow, I can do this. Oh my God. Well, I'm going to add this to this. And then the next thing you know, you've got that mountain ahead of you and you're not afraid of that mountain because you've built that mountain. And it's like, look what I created.
Exactly.
That's the exciting part, right?
Yeah.
You know, so, well, that's awesome. I just think that is awesome. So my dear, do you have any final words that you want to say to the audience out there?
You know, I think, you know, with what we've talked about, I think some of the key messages that have been jumping out for me in our conversation has really been, you know, being open, mm-hmm. being patient, mm-hmm. giving yourself some compassion and grace, mm-hmm. you know, listen to that inner voice. And, you know, don't be afraid to do the things that really support you in being still. Whether it's taking an afternoon bath, or whether it's just laying in bed, you don't have to take a nap, but, you know, cocooning yourself so you're taking that moment to just find a little bit of safety and quiet.
Yeah.
And then see what comes out of that. Worst case scenario, you'll get more energized when you come out of that bit of stillness and rest.
And worst
great thing I can, yes.
Yeah, and it works. Worst case scenario too is like attracting people that are like you, because look at what we attracted, Catherine, you know?
Exactly. Like,
you know, my whole world is now people that are like me. And we, well, you know, we can talk for hours on end, right? You know,
exactly.
About different scenarios. Well, that's awesome. I'm so proud of you. And I'm so excited.
Thank to you.
See what holds for you starting July.
That's the goal.
That's the goal. That's the end result.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much for being a part of my journey. Do you have any last comments or words that you want to share with the audience?
You know what? Thank you so much for sharing your platform with me today. I am active on Instagram. So if people want to search me out and follow my journey and join our little community, they're more than welcome to. And I look forward to, you know, seeing you on your journey. And if anyone has any questions, don't hesitate to reach out.
And any of the... For Catherine, too, we're going to put all of her information in the notes of the podcast. So all you have to do is go to Fulfillment in Faith and go down to the notes. And that's where you're going to see our beautiful Catherine and anything that she wants to put in there. And so I want to thank you so much, Catherine. This was absolutely
wonderful sharing my energy and my space
with you. And I'm excited. I'm excited for your future. This is awesome.
Thank you. I am, too.
Excellent. Okay, you have a wonderful day.
Thanks, you too, Shannon.
I want to say thank you for sharing this time with me. And don't forget to subscribe so you receive every episode. And please share this podcast with others. Follow me on Facebook and Instagram. And if you would like more information on my mindset and manifesting coaching, go to shannonmondor.com. Until next episode, blessings to all, and thank you for being a part of my journey.